A Banquet in the Suburbs of the Empire. And Tepozlan took horse into the land of Zapata, and then galloped over the border and hurdled some hunt club fences into the courtyard of a booked-up Carmel, California motel, and leaped the horse through the open window onto the table of a banquet room where a meeting was in progress of the poetry directors of the National Endowment of the Arts, who were in the process of deciding just which poets and little presses were part of the solution and which a part of the problem, and which dissident writers and other supposedly rebellious elements were to be ingested by the system next year by giving them grants, not that they were not to be given free rein to jump through windows of Congress or other craven caravanseries, although they hardly realized that when the literary history of this strange decade is writ, it would be seen to be the time of the ostrich. And then the trick horse on command let loose a very large load of overdone baked potatoes on the middle of the table, snorting all the while, "Nay, nay," as we sailed out the window again, leaving the directors gasping with little but hot potatoes to vote upon, and there were still some steaming.